Hi, it's Jeff Farley at the Otisville Mount Hope Presbyterian Church on our weekly podcast, Today's Word, from our weekly sermon. If you have questions or ideas or thoughts, you'd like to know more, just contact us. We'd love to talk to you. This week, it's from Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 42, Know Your Gifts. An expert in the law of Moses stood up and asked Jesus a question to see what he would say. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to have eternal life? Jesus answered, what is written in the scriptures? How do you understand them? The man replied, the scriptures say, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind. They also say, love your neighbors as much as you love yourself. Jesus says, you've given a right answer. If you do this, you will have eternal life. But the man wanted to show that he knew what he was talking about, so he asked Jesus, who are my neighbors? Jesus replied, as a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, robbers attacked him and grabbed everything he had. They beat him up and ran off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, but when he saw the man, he walked on by the other side. Later, a temporal helper came to the same place. When he saw the man who had been beaten up, he also went by the other side. A man from Samaria then came traveling along that road. When he saw the man, he felt sorry for him and went over to him. He treated his wounds with olive oil and wine and bandaged them. Then he put him on his own donkey and took him to an inn where he took care of him. The next morning, he gave the innkeeper 2 silver coins and said, please take care of the man. If you spend more than this on him, I will pay you when I return. Then Jesus asked, which one of these 3 people was a real neighbor to the man who was beaten up by robbers? The teacher answered, the one who showed pity. Jesus said, go and do the same. The Lord and his disciples were traveling along and came to a village. When they got there, a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. She had a sister named Mary who sat down in front of the Lord and was listening to what he said. Martha was worried about all that had to be done. Finally, she went to Jesus and said, Lord, doesn't it bother you that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her to come and help me. The Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about so many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is best, and it will not be taken away from her. So, Halloween is coming, and Thanksgiving and Christmas. They are all wonderful holidays when family and friends gather and give each other candy, share a meal, or even give each other presents. Do you know what is similar about those holidays? Well, among other things, it's a time we practice hospitality. And when I say practice, I don't mean that we're just doing an exercise so we can get it better. Rather, it's a time when we just plain are hospitable. To be hospitable, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, is to choose to offer a pleasant, friendly, and sustaining welcome to guests. And the 2 stories in today's scripture reading offer 2 examples of hospitality, although with some notes about how hospitality can go wrong. The first story about the Good Samaritan is a really good example of hospitality. That's because it offers us a reminder that while our hospitality in our own house and churches ought to be amazing, our hospitality ought to reach out well beyond both, into the communities all around and near us. For Jesus, answering the question, who is our neighbor, meant looking beyond the persons who live physically next door to you and physically next door to the church, to the much larger world. A man, he said, was traveling from Jerusalem down the roads to Jericho, where he was overtaken by thieves and beaten and robbed and left for dead. And Jesus seems at pains to make sure we see that even this man is our neighbor and that therefore we have responsibilities to ask to act with hospitality toward him. We are, like the Samaritan and unlike the priest and the deacon, to be pleasant, friendly, and sustaining to him, not to pass by him and avoid him. It's funny. We seem to understand the rules of hospitality and the spirit of it when the little people come to our doors looking for candy treats on Halloween. We know how to be pleasant and friendly and even feed the little monsters and witches. But when Jesus suggests that the same rules apply to everyone we meet who is in need, whether they have a costume on or not, or whether they are children or not, we seem to get a little shy or scared or resentful. Jesus, in fact, goes on to tell the story of the Samaritan, a fellow who understood the rules of hospitality, even though he was, by definition, a heretic. Samaritans were, quite frankly, despised by many of the religious folks of Jesus' time. He would be what we consider the opposite of us, whatever that is. But Jesus wouldn't have it. Hospitality is and has been a biblical mandate from the beginning, when we discovered our God is a welcoming God. So no, you may not shun folks that you think are different. Not even children dressed as ghosts or goblins or witches or vampires, not even if they're dressed up as Republicans or Democrats. All people, children and adults alike, are to be treated with respect and love and shown hospitality. And that's exactly what the Samaritan did, taking care of the injured man, even paying for what looks like first century hospitalization. Now, in the second story, hospitality is demonstrated again, but it's a different kind of hospitality. Martha, one of two sisters in the story, shows hospitality by making sure that all in the household and all the household details of hospitality are observed. That is so cool. I'm sure many of you have experienced amazing hospitality. When special folks are coming to your house, what are some of the things that you want to get done to make the experience of your guests amazing? I assume you clean, you vacuum up all the dust bunnies, you wash the floors, maybe you make the guest beds and clean the bathrooms and change all the pictures on the walls to the ones your visitors actually gave you instead of the ones you look at all the time. Maybe you cook. Get out the good plates and fancy silverware. I asked on Sunday how many people got out good china, and then I asked how many people actually had good china. Usually at my house, we just get out the good paper plates. Or maybe you cook special dishes because someone in the family is gluten-free or doesn't eat fish or is a toddler or only eats baby food for whatever reason. And according to Luke's gospel, Martha was on it. She was steaming up the kitchen good. But she was also upset because while she was cooking and cleaning and serving, her sister was sitting and listening to Jesus. Preparing the space for a great visit is good, but the visiting, the conversations, the relationship building, the discoveries about each other's lives is where the real hospitality shows through. Reminder, we're to even love our enemies. Jesus said so. And Jesus told Martha so. What Martha was doing, sitting at his feet and listening to his teaching and soaking up as much as she could in those few moments of relationship, was not only as important as what Martha was doing, but perhaps more important, especially for Mary, than making dinner or setting the table. So when it comes to the calling of a disciple to practice hospitality, how are you doing? What are your specialties? Do you make an amazing cheesecake and want to share? Or is your specialty vacuuming the whole house? Would you like to share that? Or at church, are you the one that greets everyone, tells them that you're glad they're there, and then makes sure that they have an amazing time? Because remember, hospitality is in fact the Lord's work given to us and to the church. Just saying. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for joining us for our podcast this week. It is always a delight. If you want to leave some comments, just let us know that you're there. We would appreciate it. You can do that at Otisville Press at hvc.rr.com, or you can go to our website, www.otisvillepress.org. See you soon.